you're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
The Vibe a week ago at this time looked disastrous, but suddenly the Bears have a chance to stack wins against Carolina coming to town. Can you please share your pick for the game? Will the Bears win this one? And can you please supply a score as well?
I think the vibes have changed and people feel pretty good about the Bears right now. That's the nature of the NFL. Every week is its own season, and right now things are looking up after a victory, a well-needed victory. They could not have lost that game and had this week feel the way that it did. It would have been chaos. It would have been calamity. It would have felt like a catastrophe if the Bears had lost to the Rams from a football perspective. So here come the Panthers, the lowly Panthers. Andy Dalton returns to Soldier Field. Defense is happy to see him, because I think that he will throw you the football. Maybe that will be wildly wrong on Monday morning when we come in back here to talk about it, but I think Andy Dalton will throw you the football if he's pressured, and I think he will be pressured. I want to believe the Bears have the edge at quarterback this week. That's got to be true for them to win and keep these good vibes flowing. I think they will. This is an opportunity for Caleb Williams to take another step, the one that includes him throwing the ball down the field and being on the same page with his receivers and showing off that arm talent and improving that accuracy. They get the running game going. They get the first down yardage that they have been lacking. They get the first quarter scoring that they have needed. And they win going away 31-19.
Ooh, 31-19. Well, we're pretty close. I've got the Bears 30 and the Panthers 10. Bears win.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because a week ago we were sitting here talking about the whole Shane Waldron fiasco and whatever he was talking about, trying to get the running game going, and oh my God, like the players only meeting. Oh, he praised all the players for how they gave him their feedback, all that, and now you just feel completely differently about the Bears. It's just one win, and it was a modest win, but I do think that we're all kind of looking for a little bit more. I'm going 28-13. I got the Bears winning the game too. I think, you know, I tried to temper my expectations. I think I had 32 at one point. I went down to 28. But I really think they should win this game in a blowout. I really do. I think they are significantly better than the team they are playing. I understand that they're different with Dalton, and he has had success before, but I don't think there's going to be a shock factor where he's that much different than you've seen on tape. I don't know that he has another level that is going to scare you with the things that he can do. I think we know we have a pretty good feel for who the guy is and what he can do. I think this comes down to one thing. Can the Bears offense get off the schneid?
That's it.
And this is it. And
this is the big week for the Bears offense.
That's what it is.
You can't come in here Monday morning talking about the Bears really struggling against a Panther defense that is vulnerable and not really complete. And you need to take advantage of that if you're Shane Waldron and Caleb Williams.
Well, Caleb Williams, I mean, he was content to do what he needed to do to win the game, and that's great. That's great. And he said all the right things. But I wonder if somewhere in the back of his mind, he thinks to himself that Jaden Daniels is now the rookie of the month, the NFL offensive rookie of the month, after winning three of the four offensive rookie of the week honors from the NFLPA. So I'm not saying he cares about any of that, but I'm sure he does. I don't think he's in the top 10 of the best rookies right now.
Right now?
In terms of guys that could win that award, I think this is where he makes his move, and he's got kind of a five-game stretch to be pretty damn good.
Got a couple receivers in there. You got a couple good pass rushers in there in terms of top rookies.
You got Alt's probably third in
that
group.
You got a couple good offensive linemen
right.
in there. I do wonder, as well as Jaden Daniels has played, nobody can change that. He's got a higher floor right now than Caleb Williams.
That's right.
I wonder if people have changed their opinion about who has the highest ceiling.
That's a really good comment, and we should get back to that too, because it's pretty fascinating that this is already going on. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I want to get back to, when we come back, the question we talked about, the scripted plays at the beginning of the game.
Yes, yes. Again, should be an advantage. Isn't an advantage here. 312-644-6767. Mully and Haw on the Score.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.